I know the TikTok sheikhs are gonna come for my neck, but I don't really believe in marriage. Not in modern day, at least, because I would say that the majority of the time, it doesn't work out. And even when it doesn't end in divorce, it ends in absolutely hating and resenting each other towards the end of life. And the reality is that in most marriages, women get the short end of the stick. Like, women are the ones who have to sacrifice their careers, their health, their well-being to take care of their husband and the children. And in modern days, a lot of women are still working at the same time as doing all of that other stuff that has always been an obligation for women. I'm not like a psychopath, so there's still a part of me that like craves it. Like, I yearn for it, but logically, I just don't really care for it because I don't think that it's gonna benefit me, honestly. I feel like it's actually going to stunt my growth. It's going to stunt my career. It's just going to stunt me in so many ways, and I'm going to grow to hate that person. I didn't have to be in a marriage to have observed that in literally hundreds of marriages of the people around me. There's also a part of me that's just skeptical about the idea of being with one person for the rest of your life. And because so many people go into marriages with such high expectations, like, they think it's going to significantly improve their lives, and then they're like quickly humbled within the first few years of marriage. I just feel like that actually sets people up for even more pain and heartbreak, because society and just like our families have raised us to glorify marriage.
Okay, to glorify marriage. We'll start there, lest we all vanish into a deep sleep. Frankly, I mean, why is it so long, these videos? I mean, my God, we get it, honey. Okay. So again, this, she says, do you notice how she says, there's one part that's really interesting. She says she yearns for these things, meaning marriage and children. She's like, I yearn for them, but I know that if I do it, I'm going to be miserable. I know that it's not good for me, but I yearn for, yeah, that's your biology, right? Her natural instinct is actually to want these things. But instead of actually following that instinct, she swallowed so much garbage that she actually believes, no, my instinct is bad. It's wrong. Let me suppress it and do all of this stuff that I was told was right. Because if I do get married, if I do have children, my career is going to be stunted. So it's like, but she knows enough to say, I yearn for it, because that little part of her in there that's still alive, right? That's not deadened by all these crap talking points, like wants to be set free, right? So she dangles that, oh, I yearn, but I know it's wrong. Interesting. Interesting to like kind of express the dilemma of the average modern woman, right? And she says, you know, that women have to work and have to raise the kid. No, they don't have, in most houses, yes, okay. In a lot of houses, guys will say, do you want to work? And if it's affordable to make that choice, it will be offered, hey, why don't you stay home with the kid? That happens all the time. In some places where it's very expensive to live, that doesn't happen because you need two incomes. It's impossible to survive, right? Now, again, what I would say to those people is get out of the city, get out of where you live, do whatever you need to do to get out. Dad, get two jobs. Like, whatever you need to do to prioritize mom being home with kids is going to be priority number one for me in my world, in my, what I think is best, in my view of what I think is best for kids. And there's so many different decisions you could make as to where to live and whatnot that you can really do so much in that area. And also, the conversation that needs to happen here is the breakdown of community, and where, like, it used to be grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles, and everyone used to sort of live together and take some of that burden off. Now it's not. And who does that? The state, you know, the daycare, the you know, public school system, which many people know is crap, right? So in some instances, do both parents have to work? Like, there's no other way out. There's no other option. Yes. Do I begrudge those people? No, because it can happen. You can, maybe your family isn't near you. Maybe you don't have extended family. They can't help. Maybe there's illness, or maybe whatever it may be. Maybe you just don't, you can't pull it together. Dad's already working two jobs and it's still not enough. And you already did move out of the big city, right? And then, as Andrew Wilson would say, and I thought he said it best, and I don't want to take his idea, I want to give him credit, make a plan, right? Make a plan to get out. Make a plan to do better. When you know better, you can do better, right? But it's not it's this idea of like women have to bear all, as if in every house, regardless of the income, women make the decision oftentimes and say, I want to work. I want my own money. I want to do this. And that's why it creates this push-pull, because you can't be everywhere at once, right? And it creates this, you know, two exhausted people and all that. We talk about that all the time.